welcome to The Vocalist Magazine Presents. I'm your host, Anna, and today I'll be talking about the past, present, and future of a rock and roll band whose members include Fat Gilles Lodeau and brother-sister Matt and Kim Burghardt. Together, they're known as Das Blankout. Let's go back kind of to the beginning, and I want to hear how you guys got started in music.
I started as I was pretty much 16 years old, more or less. Changed school, ended up in a music school. So I basically learned classical music. I used to be in an orchestra. Starting from that, I played jazz band, brass bands, and all that. Then, you know, playing with friends, TPM music, being on the drums, starting to play rock music, starting to play by contract. And this is pretty much how I started it.
Nice. And Kim, what made you want to pursue music?
Well, I have a very musical family. On my dad's side, everyone plays instruments. And since I was very young, always exposed to music.
Well, Kim, I remember she had some piano lessons when she was 6 or 7.
And at about, 15, 16 also, I picked up bass and just started like kind of self-teaching myself, getting a little bit of help from my dad. And from there, I never looked back. I always stayed on bass.
Matt's taught himself how to play drums. He played drums quite well.
My friend and I, he had a guitar, I had a guitar, so we just went to his place and started playing it and wrote a song, and we had no clue what we were doing, but we wrote it and we recorded it, and ever since then we never stopped. So since 14 years old till now, it's been going strong, always in bands.
Matthew played in a number of bands, then he played with us for a little while, Kim too. And she retaught herself bass, and now here's where they are.
The time we were starting the band, I really wanted to start a serious project, you know, one that was front man, kind of writing the songs and stuff, and it's always hard to find a drummer, so one time I was just jamming with some friends, and I think my uncle was there, and Pat was there, and I asked him, like, yo, you know, you're not too bad on drums, would you want to try starting something? And he's like, I don't know, he said kind of yes. It wasn't like a sure yes, but you know, we tried, we met up maybe a month or two later and we rented a rehearsal space. And we tried jamming out and it was pretty cool. And Kim was also playing bass, and so I just said, you know, so Kim, you should come. We tried a few songs and it sounded really cool, so.
When I stopped playing music on the road, I was doing a lot of original music, and it's nice to see them take that ball and keep on going with even better songs than I've ever done. I'm so proud. I mean, to see them on stage, giving it everything they have, great voices, great shows, great original music. I'm very proud of all of them.
Are you serious? Are you actually filming?
Of course I am. All right, so let's get that thing ready.
Matt writes songs, plays guitar with it, and you normally bring it up to his sister first, so you know they can have like, you know, bass line and guitar lines already written. Bring it to the studio, show it to me, give me his input, which is pretty much always a different thing that I'm thinking of, but that's all good. We work it out together, creating songs, and you know, we just try it, listen to it, and from that point we know if it's a good song, if we have to rewrite it, redo some stuff. And that's pretty much how we work. In fact.
So Matt, let's talk about the name Das Blankout. Actually, first of all, let's see the tattoo. That's the logo of the band, right?
Yeah, exactly. We really wanted to have a logo. Some bands don't have logos. We really wanted to have one, and so we're looking at trying to find something, looking at things, and one point we came across diamonds, and we thought that could be really cool. And obviously, well, there's three of us, so we said, you know, maybe three diamonds next to each other.
And what about the name? Why'd you come up with that?
Well, it goes back maybe 5 or 6 years. I was having a debate with one of my best friends, and we were talking about the definition of a blackout, and then we started getting really in-depth conversations, saying, like, you know, if you're like awake the entire night, is it still a blackout? Like, shouldn't it not be a blackout anymore? And then we're like, yeah, maybe it's a blank out. And then we made this definition up of a word called a blank out. Like, we added a word into the dictionary, you know what I mean? So when we started with Kim and Pat, I kept the word and just changed it to the first word, so it became dash blank out. And it's kind of like the irony of the, you know, blank out, not remember anything, but like you keep the word to keep it on, keep it going.
And so, Pat, how would you describe the Das Blankout sound?
Riffy, but catchy. Dark, a bit rebellious, with all that, you know, with a vintage-y touch, kind of thing. I'm a product of the images I see, but I don't know what that means. I've been modeled to feel the demand. Now I don't know what to believe. Everyone says that's all right. Everyone's just doing fine. A million faces are standing.
So since coming together in 2012, you guys have actually accomplished a lot. You released your full-length album, Everything Diamonds, two music videos, and your Quebec, Ontario Invasion Tour. So let's start with Everything Diamonds. Describe the album in one word. Pat, let's start with you.
I would say we're gaining a lot of experience.
Stop staring at your reflection and complaining that it's aged. You think we only get older, but it's not always the case.
Kim, what was the highlight of making that album?
The skating experience, you know, to apply towards the future. So, like, on the release of the upcoming EP that we're doing, I mean, we're just applying what we've learned from that.
The Quebec, Ontario Invasion Tour, Pat, what was the most memorable part of that experience for you?
I would say besides the album launch we did at Divan Orange, it was amazing, honestly. It was a great show. We were walking in Quebec City, and we stopped in a boutique, you know, showing our music to people. And there was a lady there, so she made it play it in the store. And someone came in and tried to do the Shazam thing on the phone to know whose band's playing, actually. That was pretty funny.
They couldn't find you.
Not at the moment, but if you do it today, you will.
And Matt, you're the one who writes most of the lyrics, right? So how do you approach the songwriting process?
Just hear something in my head and try and play it on guitar. If something comes together that's pretty cool, I think, write it down, start writing some words, and when it's mostly complete, I'll show it to Kim. We'll jam it together, get a better vibe of the song, and once we feel pretty confident of that, we'll show it to Pat. And we usually get through a lot of songs, so kind of try to pick the best ones, the ones that keep the vibe of the sound of the band.
And in terms of content, what do you like to write about?
A bit of everything. Always about life. Sometimes it's a bit dark, sometimes it's a bit like cynical, sometimes it's a bit more energetic, a bit more positive, poppy, you know. Bit of everything, whatever is feeling right at the moment.
And Pat, as a drummer, you're actually taking vocal lessons right now. Why did you feel that was something that you wanted to do?
Well, we're a three-piece band, so the more we do with only three person, the better it is. I could sing and play pretty easily. The only thing is, I was not a singer. So I had to take lessons to be sure that, you know, I'm gonna be good, you know, do all my backups at the right place, you know, the right vocals and all that. And I guess so far it's getting better and better. We'll be right back.
here on the terrace at Quai des Brumes. And Kim, this is where you had one of your first bigger performances, right?
Yeah, so we had, this was one of the first bigger ones. We also then moved on. We did a McGill OAP show outdoors, tons of people. We did the Raw show, also again, a lot of people, a lot of different underground artists. We did Casa del Popolo, Divan Orange. So these were all nice, bigger venues that we got to play at. I'm just a kid without
a shadow of a doubt, so be- Pat, you also launched your newest music video here, King of the World. That's a really cool video. There's, you know, people are smothered in cake. There are burlesque dancers. What was the vision for that video?
Well, you know what? Actually, we let people imagining whatever they want. The idea behind that video, it was we wanted to be artistic. You know, colors and, you know, a lot of things going on. And I think we managed it pretty well, actually.
It's a bit of a naive song, you know, that kind of feeling you get when you're really young, and it's a kind of an easy task. Maybe at one point we had a little bit of that mentality when we started out as Dash Blank Out, and maybe even times before that, so it kind of relates in that sense. Don't you get faithless, I know what I gotta do. Give me a chance,
just one chance, 'cause one day. And given all these things that you guys have overcome, what does it take to pursue a career in music?
I would say focus, effort, and you know what? If you have a lot of things that goes wrong, just put them aside, keep continue, and you may not end up exactly where you want, but you go, you know, further, for every, you know, a little step count, just make them count as much as you can. Stop to be so misunderstanding.
I've been planning this all my life. We just enjoy playing music on, you know, on the first parts, you know, sharing, I guess, our creativity with people, sharing, I guess, the message of, you know, how life, how we view it. And ultimately, you know, we'd love to be able to make a full-time job also at the same time. But I mean, if not, we just love doing what we do, so.
So 5, 10 years down the road, where do you guys see yourselves?
Just come and see us at Bell Center.
No, seriously, I'd love to be touring, you know, around the world, Europe, just sharing our music, our passion. So hopefully there, man. Come see us. One day I'll be the king of the world, so
watch out, watch out. And what piece of advice, given, you know, your all the years under your belt in music, what advice would you give them with regarding?
Don't stop. Keep on trying, because, you know, when you get older, you'll be able to look back and say, I tried. That's it. Just keep on going.